The emotional part is the last one in this Bismedrash. But the Maisa, besides for that, it's the last one before Bin Azmanim. So, let's see all the other things in this Hashem. So, Be'ez Hashem, the next Shia in Minyan of Yuma will be across the road, the first Sunday after Rosh Chodesh. I'm not sure when Rosh Chodesh year is exactly, but whatever, the first Sunday after. So the first Sunday after the Rosh Chodesh, we'll get back together again in Mitzvah Shem and get back into the Inyonim. Sunday after that. We'll see, we'll confirm still before then in Mitzvah Shem. So Divide Rabbi, I would like to try, we're finding ourselves in the middle of a very sadistic Yelomdish, I don't like to say complicated sugya, but a very sugya which... So one of the sadistic sugyas in Shas, which discussed the sugya of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it's again in various places and different lefanim, different criteria and different klolim. So I'd like Be'ez Hashem just at least to see, to take to today, to see as far as we've got to in the sugya, in order that we should be able to at least consolidate and hopefully next time be able to move on in the next chelik of the sugya next time. What we saw is as though, to remind ourselves of how we got into the sugya, was a discussion in the Gemara why the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur didn't also require a Prisha Machmas Tumas Meis. That means on the back of the fact that the Gemara clarified, the Gemara explained to us, that a part of the Cheshmon of the Prisha of the Prisha Mibesoi is because of the Chashash of Tumas Boal Anida, which he may get involved with. So we have to make sure that for 7 days he's separated from his wife, besides for the etzem inyan of being Belishka Saparhedrin, but also it has to be Mibesa, he has to separate himself from his wife because of the Chashash that he shouldn't end up being a Baal of the Ishto Nidah. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, if there is a Chashash Tumah which we're concerned about, for which he has to be Perish in this 7 day period, then the Chayra, he should also have to be Poirish from a Chashash of Tumas Meis within a 7 day period. And Rashi explains, therefore we shouldn't allow him to come into contact with any people, should make sure that he should be found in solitude as much as possible, in order that there shouldn't be anybody who should die within in the confines of his, in the oil, he shouldn't find himself in the oil Meis within the 7 day period. So the Gemara, the answer to that is one of two things. Either the member of Rav Tachlifa, according to Rava, as I shall get back to this discussion of Rava, but Rava holds that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumas Meis is the kind of Tumah which is Hutra B'Tzibur, and because it's Hutra B'Tzibur, so this kind of Tumah doesn't bother us. We don't have to try and protect the Kohen to make sure that he shouldn't end up with a Tumas Meis, because even if he were to end up with a Tumas Meis, it's the kind of Tumah which Letzorach Tzibur, that's as the that so far as much as we understand about this, and the korbanos that he brings in Yom Kippur are korbanos which are brought on behalf of the Tzibur, so the Tumah that he may have will be mutter, so we don't need to be perish for the Chashash Tumas Meis. Be it he'll become Tumas Meis, he'll still be mutter. So Hutra means we don't need to be concerned to try and avoid the Chashash Avodah B'Tumah. The Gemara said that if, and we mentioned Barichas, the sugi that at the moment we're not going to get involved in again, but to be understood from this sugya is, and Rashi says so Mefurish and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that although the Tumas Meis is Hutra B'Tzibur, but the Tumah of Boal Ishto Nidah is not Hutra B'Tzibur. It's the kind of Tumah which is a Tumah which the source of which is a Tumah Yetzi Migufay. A Tumah Yetzi Migufay is not included in this din of the pasuk which tells us Tchiyei Tumah LeMeis, where the din is that Ish Nidcha the Tumah Vein Tzibur Nidcha, that is a heter of Tzibur, is not a Tumah which is a Tumah of Zov or Ziva or Nidah, etc. We had a whole discussion last time. Boal Ishto Nidah, is it a Maga Nidah, is it a Egel Tumah? How does it work within this klolim of these kind of Tumahs which are excluded from the heter of Hutra B'Tzibur? Does that mean that every Magav and Nidah is also not Mutar B'Tzibur because it's the kind of Tumah which doesn't have this het? That's the chelik of the Gemara of where we are chlishish for the Tumah by Purish Me'ishtoi. But the Gemara goes on to discuss, the Tumah's Meis we're not chlishish for, because Hutra B'Tzibur, if it's Hutra B'Tzibur, so this kind of Tumah is not a problem. The Pasuk in Korban Pesach is talking about Tumah's Meis, Ish, Tiei, Tomel, Nefesh, and about that, she is Mutar B'Tzibur, Tumah's Meis is Mutar B'Tzibur. The Gemara goes on to say that there is Be'emes, this is a Machlokes. Ravina Amar, Filo Teima, Tumas Meis, Chuyah B'Tzibur? But there may be other reasons why the taina that is not Polish me, may chashash tumas meis, doesn't prove conclusively that it's chutz b'tzibur. It's a kenz an ander tam. Even if it's the chuyim b'tzibur, the tumas meis is loishkich. It's the kind of tumah we don't have to be choshish that all of a sudden a person's going to die in his presence, in his company, anytime within these 7 days. And maybe that even if it's dechuya, and even if it is the kind of tumah where we want to avoid him doing this avodah, and even to become tumah, perhaps we wouldn't let him do that avodah, we'd look for somebody else. I mean, it's not shchicha, so we're not choshish to be poirish, to avoid, to protect him from tumah, which is not shchicha. So we've got legabe tumas meis. Why we're not choishish? We've got one of two suggestions, which is be'emes the yisoid, which the Sudi continues to discuss in the din klap of the halach of tumma, where the tumma is hutzah b'tzibu or dchuyah b'tzibu, and depending on that will be the reasons why we're not choishish for tumas meis by this kohen god. Then the gemara continued with the machlichis specifically in this din. Rav Nachman of Sheshis, they discussed in this halacha whether it's hutzah dchuyah b'tzibu. And there were two lashonos in the Gemara exactly to explain to what degree Rabbi Ikir and Rabbi Nachman, when Rabbi Nachman said that Tumah is hutzah b'tzibur, medafnish choshish line for any considerations of Tumah, does that mean that even if within this base av a Tumah were to become Tumah and it would be presented by bringing the Korban Tumah to the Korban Musaf, a regular Korban Tzibur, would that mean that we don't even lachatchila need to try and find another Kohen to do the Aved on his behalf? There was two lashonos in the Gemara. Whether even the Kuntur of Nachman, who held that it was hutzah b'tzibur, whether the Cholzos there was a ma'ila lachatchila that we should avoid doing the avoda the tumah if we can find a kohen within the Beis Av at least to replace him. Well, the Tveita man lo mod gehalten. The Tveita Ikad Amri the Gemara held that if it's hutzah b'tzibur, it's hutzah altogether. We don't need to go and consider further a problem, a restriction of tumah b'tzibur. Even if we've got another kohen who can do it, the Kuntur of Nachman will let him do it. According to Rav Sheshis, either way, we won't let this Kohen do the Aveda with Torah Tzibur unless we've got no alternative. So long as there were to be another Kohen which we can find to do this Aveda, he agrees to the Pasuk, that is Dechuyah B'Tzibur, we will be Doicha the Issa Tumah to bring a Korban Tzibur, but only Dechuyah. Dechuyah means only if there's no other way that we can bring the Korban, but Lechatchila with Mehavir Tahara, whether it's the Kohen or the Korban which we can bring the Tahara, Lechatchila we do so, and the Heter is only B'Mokim where we have no alternative. So we've got Machlikas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes in the din of Ish Kiyah Tomel Nefesh. That the din is that a tzibur is not nidcha to bring Pesach Sheni, a tzibur is mutter to bring this Korban tzibur, whether it's that din is even lachatchila, or whether that din is only b'mokim where it's duchuyah, where we have no alternative. We saw noch haklal, which the Gemara mentioned, Rav Sheshes wanted to bring a raya to his din, v'osahaltas is only duchuyah b'tzibur, not hutra, because it says that if a kohen was makrif of the Korban Oimah, it was in the middle of the Seder Makrovas Oimah, and it's mas v'yodoy, and this korban became tomei biyodai. So the halacha was stated in the brayse is the following: bringing the korban oimah, we bring the second day of Pesach. Well, it's relevant for us, but korban Pesach and korban oimah, all these things are almost in yonah deyoma. So akaponim, it was the oimah, the makir of the korban oimah, and this korban became tomei. A sheretz fell on the korban, it became tomei. So shteita zoi be'etzem, he has to go and bring a different one. In yesh acheres, we tell him to replace it with a different korban. And if not, we tell him, have it pekeach v'shtoik, don't make an issue, don't publicize what's happening and bring it as it is. So we can see clearly in this braisa that the korban oimah lachatchila has to be brought to betara. You only allow him to go ahead and bring this korban oimah if he can't replace it, if he's got nothing else min amuchen to bring for the korban soirim, etc., which needs to be brought. Then we allow him to go ahead, but in Yesh Acheres, he has to bring Acheres. There's a Mefurish writer of Sheshes that Mahadrina Latara, the Heter of Tumah is only the Chuya B'Tzibur, it's an Ish Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore we have to try and find a way of bringing it the Heter if we can. Zogt Rav Nachman Meidina Heiched Eike Shiraim Lachila. Zogt Rav Nachman Azay, the Heter that one can bring a Korban B'Tzibur is only in the Hakrovas HaKorban. But the Achila of the parts of the Korban which is Nechal in the Korban Oimer, there's the shiraim. You do your kemitzah, the kemitzah goes on the mizveach, and the rest of the korban is nechal akoinim. Kodshi kadoshim is nechal akoinim. So on those shiraim, the Zogt Rav Nachman, he agrees that even if tumah is hutzah b'tzibur, but it's not nechal b'tumah, that means to say that this korban oimah was tomei, it's a korban which is tomei, the korban became tomei, and therefore became possible in essence. Zogt Rav Nachman, the heter to go and do it, the heter of hutzah b'tzibur is in the hakrovas hakorban. You can take your kmitza, put it on the mizbeach, it's mutter. but to eat the korban betuma, and this, the, to eat a korban which has become tame in ishtok and heta. The heta chutzah betuma is in hakrovas a korban, not in the achilis. The achilis a korban is not ma'akiv. The achilis, once the kmitz has been brought on the mizbeach, the korban is already complete in its heta and its hechsher. The achilis shiraim is a separate mitzvah which is done with the kodshim, but not part of the hakrovas a korban or ma'akiv the hakrovas a korban. So to Nachman, for that there is no heta. Therefore, the reason why when the korban omer is nitma, you have to bring an alternative if you can, is not because the etzem hakrova is not huta betzibur. For that, for the etzem hakrova, we don't need to look for an alternative. We can achatchila go and bring what we have. But hayos that we want the korban to be nechal, lachida shiraim is a part of a mitzvah in the korban that we want to be mekayim, lachatchila. And because we will be able to do that, betumah, there's no heter of achilas hakorban, achilas shiraim betumah. Therefore, we look for lachatchila stated the braiser that if you can find the acheres, you bring the acheres, but not because we're restricted in the heter of korban sakorban. We mentioned this last time, but derech agav, that korban pesach is one korban which is different in its klal to this din of the Gemara. I state in the Gemara that a korban you can bring it betumah, but you can't eat it betumah. Even if it's huta letzibur, it can be you can bring it, but you can't eat it. Korban Pesach the halacha is nishtazay. A korban Pesach the halacha is because the achilas of the korban Pesach is the etzem chivas a korban. It's not ma'akiv the hasha korban, but it's a chilek which the korban requires the achilas a korban. Normal for a regular korban. The main part of Hechshah Korban is the Zrikas Adam. Once you've done the Zrikas Adam, you've done everything which you need to achieve. The Achilas Abos is just a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, like a mitzvah of any other mitzvah Achilas, but it's not something which the Korban Be'etzim requires. By a Korban Pesach, the Achil of the Korban Pesach is Be'etzim Midinei Chiyuv HaKorban. It's something which the Korban requires it to be Ne'echal Mitzad, the Etzim Din of Korban Pesach. And therefore, the Halacha is that by Achilas Korban Pesach, even if it's brought, even the Korban Pesach became Tomei, and we brought it because of the heta of Korban Pesach, which is Huva betzor Korban Tzibur. It can even be nechal betumah because the etzem dine achilas a korban is something which the korban itself requires for the din Korban Pesach. So that's an exclusion to the regular klal that when you bring something betumah, the korban is brought, but the bosa is not nechal. But Korban Pesach is different. Oh, but this is a korban oimer that the Gemara is discussing. By korban oimer, the halacha is that the shirayim which became tomei could not be eaten. Therefore, Rav Nachman said that the chatchil, you should bring one where it can be eaten. Basically. Then we saw last time the next brayza. We'd like to revisit this brayza that we saw last time to learn it again, noch a bissel, with one or two of the klolim which become further clarified or related to at least in this brayza. The Gemara fit machakash. Oye makriv menchas porim ve'elim ukvos. We know that regular korbanos. You know, the korbanos of the Yomim Tovim, we have Purim, we have Elim and Kvosim, and they are all accompanied with a mincha. A mincha of the mincha soiles, which is the mincha that goes on the zbeach, which is burned, and the nesochim, the other nesochim, the yain, which goes together with the korbanos. Minchas nesochim over here refer, the minchas Purim, Elim and Kvosim, is talking about the mincha soiles, which accompanies the korbanos. Every korban is come with different amounts of soilus, lefi each korban, what it is. The mincha soilus, which accompanies the porim, elim, and kvosim. The kohen was being makriv this soilus, and the nitmas v'yodoy, on the soilus of Aron Tomei, this mincha that he's bringing, the akrova, became Tomei. Now, just one point that we need to be understand, in order to understand the din of the kash of this Gemara, that the mincha soilus, which is brought as an accompaniment to the korban, it's kolei kolel, it goes on this bet, there's no kmitza. Most korbanos have minchas nedova, have kmitza. The korban oima also has kmitza. Although it's a korban sibba, you do kmitza, the rest is nechal. The mincha seiles, which accompanies a korban, goes totally on this bet. There's no kmitza which has achilas shirayim. The seiles is kolei kolel. So now the Gemara tells us like this. We've got a discussion about a case which mincha, which is accompanied the porim, elim, akvosim. But it's vast yoda, and the mincha became tomei. You have to go and replace this mincha with another mincha. Bring another soilus. Other soilus can feed the middah that these korbanos require, and then you have to go ahead and do the hakrovas hasoilus hakrovas mincha with something else. The main shom Elohi, and if there is nothing else, there are no other menocha, no other soilus which is available to replace the mincha that he's bringing with these korbanos as an accompaniment to these korbanos. Have it be careful. then if we don't make a fuss about an issue about it, and Rashi Menachos explains, we don't want people to make a mistake as to bringing whether you can regularly bring korbanos betumah. So where there is a head to bring a betumah, it's not something which is publicized, you can go ahead and bring it. But again, it says in this Braisim of Furish that lachatchila, this mincha, which is an accompaniment of the porim edim and kvosim, has to be brought betara if you can. Mahadrina latara, you have to try and bring it. If it became toma, you have to try and replace them with a mincha tohira. Which is a kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman adokhe halter, that is hutra betzibur. And the Gemara is assuming in the kasha, we'll get to see that in a minute, that these korbanos are korbanos which are brought korbanos tzibur, and it's a mincha which is brought as an accompaniment to korbanos tzibur, and therefore it has the same halacha sutra b'tzibur. So why should there be a din lachatchila that you have to go and replace them with mincha tohira according to Rav Nachman who holds a sutra b'tzibur? And he can't come and tell me that there's a problem over here machida shirayim because shirayim is not hutr b'kisha nitma. Because over here, these menachas, there is no shirayim. This menachah is brought kolan and mizbeach. It's all hukrav. It's all part of the hakrav. And if it's all part of the hakrav, it's all included in the head of hutra b'tzibur. So why should there be a din that you have to replace it lachatchila to try and find a mincha tohir? That's the kashan of nach. So the Gemara, my love, porim eilu kvosim tachak, that these are korbanos which are brought on yonta, on sukkos, where we find this combination. And it's a mincha which no shirayim, korban, tzibu. It fits all the criterion, which is hutcher. There's no reason why you should have to try and replace it with a tower. It's a writer of Shesha, says, d'chuyim tzibu. You have to try and replace it if you can. Omen Rav Nachman loy. Each one of these are referring to a different season of korbanos, which do not fall under the category of tumah hutcher b'tzibu. And we have to see each one why that is. So there are loy. Porim is paravedazor. Paravei Dezora is a sugi, which is a chiyuv of korban, which is described right in Parshas Bamidbar. The state of, as you saw this psukim last time, if the tzibur makes a mistake in an inyan of Avei Dezora, then there's a chiyuv to bring a par as a kapora for the Avei Dezora that the tzibur did by b'shoyking. It was a paskin for the tzibur to do something in an inyan of Avei Dezora which they shouldn't have brought. So the Gemara, the Rashi, my love. Porim eilim the chag shein korban tzibur is mana kavua. There's a korban tzibur which have to be brought dafka on yontif. Umilchas nesachim doichetuma v'katoni oim evinachayas tachter al medchuyim the tzibur. We can see about the mincha which is accompanying the korban tzibur that you have to replace it if you can. It's medchuyim. So Rashi parda v'dezora the tzibur which is the oilahi utuuna nesachim meshlach lecha. We have to be talking about a par which is an oila. A chathos does not have an accompaniment of a mincha. So we're talking about a par which is an oila. It's an interesting korban that's brought for sustaining in the parish over there. Shlach, but akoponim, this is brought as a par which is an oila which requires nesachim as a tikkun for the aveira of the aveira zara, as the parish tells us. And being an oila, it has a minchas nesachim of this minchas soilas. And this you bring together with this korban, and it does not have the heter of hutra b'tzibur. Why? Although this is a korban which is brought as part of the tzibur, this par is only something which is done if the tzibur makes this aveira. If it's done individually, it doesn't have this par of aveira zara. Zot de Gemara, afagav the tziburu. Although this power is a power which is brought when it's main eid on that of Ashkad, the Torah tells us. But kivon de loy kviel is man mehadrino. Zot de Gemara has it's a korban tzibur, but it's not kavu as man. This power which you're bringing for kapora for the avodah zorah that was done is not tied into any particular day of the year that needs to be brought. It's not a yom tov dika korban. It's not a shabbos dika korban. It's not a chiv which ties into any particular day. And therefore, because it's not kavua's man, it doesn't have the heter of hutra b'tzibur. It doesn't have the heter. Hutra b'tzibur is only if it has to be brought at a certain time. If it doesn't have to be brought at a certain time, it doesn't have this heter. Mehadrino. And we have to understand this. Mamonoshach. So what says it? It's not hutra b'tzibur, but it's duchuya b'tzibur. What is the heter over here? Mamonoshach, what is this halacha? And we'll get to see Bessem Tosis discusses this din of the power. We'll get to see about each one of the three cases of par, ayil, and kevis that the Gemara talks about is an egin of sugya which has got its own set of chidushim which is relevant to that particular case. Al kaponim, the first thing that we found in the Gemara is a par, a korban tzibur, which is not Kavuazman, if there's no particular time, which is very unusual, most Korbanos Tzibur are brought on behalf of the Tzibur at certain times of the year. The Tzibur only collectively has Korbanos. There's a regular Tomid, there are Musafin, there are Korbanos in the Yomim Tovim, there are Korbanos, which the Zman is Machayev, the Korbanos in Yom Kippur we'll get to see. It's rare to find a Korban Tzibur which is not Kavuazman. But this is one of the cases. The Tzibur's bring a par and an oilo. Lavei de Zora, which has got nothing to do with any particular day, and therefore it doesn't have the head of Hutra B'tzibur. And we have to still see, why is it D'chuyah Mamonav Shach, if it's not included in the Pasuk? Just to bear in mind, the Makoir of this din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is Korban Pesach, which is a din that has to be brought by Moyadoy. Korban Pesach has a very clear Zman where it needs to be brought. Whichever the din that we're learning from Korban Pesach, the din of Tzibur, Kavu Azman, etc., which we will have to define. But the Makor is only Kavuaz, and if it's not Kavuaz man, it doesn't have the heter of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the way we learn it from the Psukim, and we have to, then, the next stage, we have to understand, if it's not Hutra, why is it Tchuyah? The Brisa does tell us that if you can't replace the Minchah with anything else, you can't bring it. Mamonav Shach also did it. That's how Baal Zem Beis Hashem. That's the part. Eilin, Be'eloi Shel Aaron. What does that mean? The Afal Gav, the Kivir Leizman, Kivin the Yochid Hu Madrino. What's the Eilu Shel Aaron? Zok Rashi. Eilu Shel Aaron, the Yemek Kippurim. One of the Korbanos that Aaron brings is very interesting like this. What Aaron brings on Yom Kippur, just to remind ourselves, is he brings a par, which is considered a Korban Lachaper for himself and his Shevet. He does a Vidui, Bole Zel Pore, he does a Vidui for him and he obeys it, and that's what says Korban Aaron, two Viduyim, as the Pasuk says, one for his own Aviras, his own family, and afterwards he does a Shevet Kahuna. That's the par. Then the Shnei Seirim which are brought, which are not Aaron's own korbanos, those are the Seirim which are brought for the Chatos of Klal Yisrael. One is a Soil Azazel, and one is a Kodesh Hashem. And besides for that, there's an aisle which is brought to Eilu Shel Aaron. There's another korban in the Pesukim. But Eilu Oilo, one of the things that Aaron brings, and Eilu Oilo, which he brings as one of the Seder korbanos which is brought. The par is the Chatos, Eilu Oilo. The Gemara says like this. This ayil which he brings on Yom Kippur is a korban yochid. It's a korban which is brought only for Aaron. It's not a korban that's brought on behalf of the tzibur. And therefore, it also doesn't have the simple klonim of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur has got something to do with the tzibur. It's a korban yochid. Although it's kavuazman, it's a korban yochid which needs to be brought on one particular time. Again, we rarely find a korban yochid which is kavuazman. We rarely find the korban tzibur which is not kavuazman, and we rarely find the korban yochid which is kavuazman. Most korbanos which a person has to bring are not tied in with any particular time. The tzibur has korbanos that they have to bring in at certain zmanim. A yochid doesn't usually have korbanos which are tied in any zmanim. Oh, that korban pesach is a very interesting sugya. This is this tesis over here at the bottom, which I'd like to get to still before pesach if we can, but I'm not sure if it's going to happen. We'll get that, Mezet. It's a very interesting discussion. Tosis has this discussion over here. Korban Pesach is a very interesting kind of a korban over here, because it's certainly kavuaz man. It's not brought on behalf of the tzibur. It's something which every individually brings. It's a chiyuv for every individual to bring. It's a collective korban which Klal Yisrael bring collectively, but each one individually. There's no korban which is brought on behalf of the tzibur. And that calls into the question, what is it? Is it a korban yochid? Is it a korban tzibur? What is it? It's certainly kavuaz man. But in the shayl of korban tzibur and korban yochid, it's not simple to understand what korban pesach is. In fact, just in a word, the Rav Chaim has already been ma'ir of this shayl. I'll just tell you the context of this tesis, although we can't get involved in the whole tesis just at this moment. But tesis on Vomot Vespek da shayl. We have to give him this credit. We have to mention this in Shleish Yom Kodin of Pesach. We have to allow ourselves to be able to mention a shtickle pesach like a chelik of this sugya. And because Chaim asked to pose this shayla, so I'd like just to relate to this in brief. The shayla is by this din of korban pesach is a very interesting kind of korban. Pashtus, before we learn this sugya, korban pesach is considered korban tzibur. Korban pesach is the makoir from which we learn this whole halacha. That ish nitcha ve'ein tzibur nitcha is talking about korban pesach. Ish ishki, etim on a lefesh, derech oikiloi. Oh yeah, v'chol that's a bad, bring that pesach sheni. Zot the gemara, ish. An individual person is nitcha from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, but the tzibur is not nitcha from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. The pashtus is considered a korban tzibur. That's the pashtus. Interesting is the following. Rava in our Gemara, just to relate to how Tosis is done this question of korban Pesach. In our Gemara, Rava says, "Zayis emeres todas ameis hutru hibetzibur." Rava is of the opinion in our Gemara that Tuma is Hutra B'Tibu. Where is Rava saying that? How does that come into our Gemara? Because Rava is the one who explains that the reason why we're not Chishish for Tumas Meis by the Kohen Gadol and Kippur is because Hutra B'Tibu, Zolzad is not Tumas Meis. We're not bothered about Tumas Meis as far as Avodah Satzibur, as Avodah Yom Kippurim is concerned. Hutra B'Tibu. So Rava is understanding. There was an alternative chat in the Gemara, but not Rava. Rava was the one who understood. The Gemara said, "Come to Ravina." Ravina wasn't happy to say Hutra B'Tzibu. Ravina said, "Tumas Meis L'Shchiach." But Rava said, "Tum Hutra B'Tzibu." This is Akasha that in the Gemara is in Teima the Mizvachim. Reish Kedat Pan of Sun. We call Oma Mechal the Tavai Sfili. Abaye V'Rava Tumas Duchuyim B'Tzibu. So there's got to be a problem with this. Rava is not of the opinion elsewhere that Tumas Hutra B'Tzibu. In our Gemara, Rava is holding Tumas Hutra B'Tzibu. And in other contexts, Rava doesn't hold of Tumas Hutra B'Tzibu. Shtiptach Nishashit is Rava. So I'll tell you in a word what Tosis says, and as I say, I don't want to get in a gross arichas. But Tosis says, V'linere, Dein on the Tzrichim Loima, Deloi Svirli Kisnamas, these sinners, it's Chashbonis and Gemoras, etc., which we don't have time for the moment. Elo, Hahida Hosom Le'inyan Pesach Ayri. That which the Gemara says that Rava holds Tumid Chuyah B'Tzibur is the Inyan Korban Pesach. And Tosis goes on to say, missing out the lines where Tosis goes on to discuss the whole Sugya of Arichus, where it's talking about Korban Pesach, but Tosis is going to say the following, V'chivan the Hosan Inyan Pesach, this is just halfway, beyond halfway the Tosis, just a couple of lines, V'chivan the Hosan Inyan Pesach Ayri, Ikele Meima, Nei the Pesach kiven the osa b'chnufia kosher gekorban tzibur. Although korban Pesach, because it's done with everybody together, b'chnufia means that all the ganz klal Yisrael also given a matzav and korban Pesach, erev Pesach and beis hamikdash, the ganz klal Yisrael came together. So it's kosher like a korban tzibur because everybody's doing it collectively. But v'doiches haShabbos v'asatum mikomokim kiven the lav kol Yisrael ma'isu chav Pesach b'shutves. It's not one korban which is brought on behalf of everybody. Mahadrina natoirin afilu leman the oma tuma hutu b'korban tzibur gomor. Zok Tosis Amoritik interesting to chiddush just relating to the Chaim's shaila. Chaim al tochifrek. What is korban Pesach? Is it a korban tzibur or is it a korban yochid? And that is like a very interesting question. What's the kendo clear of what is korban Pesach? And Tosis wants to suggest, in order to be Meyashiv, the steer in Shittas Rava, which Rava holds in our Gemara, that Tumas Hutra B'Tzibu outright. If in the consideration of Tumah you can bring a Korban without being Mahadar Atari, you don't need to look for any Korban Toir. In Korban Pesach, rather Rava holds Nishtazoi, that you rather bring a Korban Pesach Toir. If it became Tumah, you look for an alternative Korban Pesach to bring a Batara. Zog Tosis, the reason is because Korban Pesach is not a true Korban Tzibur. It has the heterim of tzibur that it allows itself to be nidche, but it's not a pure korban tzibur because it's not. There's not any single korban which is brought on behalf of others. A korban tzibur is when you've got one korban which is brought on behalf of the tzibur. Korban Pesach and Ishtazay, korban Pesach is not brought on behalf of the tzibur. Yeah, it's true. If one person can't do it on his own, can bring lochina, but there's no din be'etzer to bring on behalf of others. If it's not a shutvistik carbon, it's not an emissary carbon sibur as a regular carbon sibur were to be. And Rava holds that their taka is the chnufia, it's doyve, but lachatchilam hadi atar, it's duchuya, not hutra in its true sense, because carbon pesach doesn't have the full mile of a carbon sibur. Look, that's what carbon pesach is. Back to our Gemara Oba. We're up to the second din of this braisa. The braisa is telling us a din that the kohen was bringing an aisle, the milch of the aisle. And the milch of the aisle became Tomei, and he had to replace it. And the Gemara wants to know, come to Rav Nachman, if it was an aisle of a tzibur, then the Chayre, he shouldn't have to replace it. The Gemara, it's an individual aisle. We're talking about a korban yochid. What was the korban yochid? It was Aaron's own korban, where there's a din of a korban yochid of an aisle of Yom Kippurim. And therefore, because it was a yochid, the aisle shel Aaron, avagav the kviel izman, although it's a korban yochid, which is kavuas man, the only one time that you can bring it is in Yom Kippur. So it has to be brought today, otherwise it will be nitcha altogether. Kiva de yochid u madrino. Because it's a korban yochid, you have to lachatchila look for a korban tar. The din that is hutra b'tzibur does not apply to a korban yochid. Again, we'll have to know some amonavshach. If it's not hutra, Rav Nachman holds hutra b'tzibur. If it's not hutra b'tzibur, so why is it duchay b'tzibur? Amonavshach, why can you bring it if you've got no alternative? Why is it lachatchila that you have to bring it and not for the effort? That's the grace of Shaila, which we'll get to see. As I say, that's the next Tosis on the Amud, which I'd like to try and see both the top Tosis if we can soon. That's the second klal in the Gemara, a korban yochid, although it's kavua's man, doesn't have the din of hutras. Lishkin korban tzibur, korban tzibur, hutra b'tzibur, korban yochid. You can bring it; it's duchuya. You're allowed to bring it, but it doesn't have the mile of hutra b'tzibur l'Rav Nachman. And therefore, in this case, where the isle of the kohen is bringing is ayir shel Aaron, nitma mincha, you have to go look for old tzitzif. The emes is the Rishonim asks the question. Oivazoi, that's very relevant to our Gemara. Because at our Gemara, the Gemara of the Chafrek the Shaila, why is Aaron not concerned? Why are we not concerned about the Kohen Gadol being perished with Tumas Meis? Because the Tumah will disturb his eligibility to bring the Korban. But the Gemara goes out, if you hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, it's not a problem. But it doesn't have the din of Hutra B'tzibur. So l'chayru, we're going to struggle understanding why is there no chayvas prisha for Aaron from Tumas Meis because of this korban, which is a korban yochid. That's a shaila which is one. The Rishonim asking the Gemara. The poshta teretz to this question is the following: Eilei shel Aaron is an individual korban which is not ma'akiv the kapara of the tzibur. What's ma'akiv the kapara of the tzibur, as we'll get to see in the hemshach of the masechta, is this, the emes, the real kapara for the tzibur or the seirim, the soyer, which is mechapa for Kal Yisrael. But the soyer and the porish al Aaron and the soyer are ma'akiv each other. They're tied in with each other. So the par and the soyer are both ma'akiv the korban of the tzibur. The ayil is an individual korban of Eilei shel Aaron, which is not ma'akiv the korban of the kapara of the tzibur. And what the Ritzvah says is the following: it's true that if Aaron were to become Tomei, he won't be able to bring this isle. You'll have to go and find someone else, a different kohen, to bring this isle, Madrid or Natara. But that is not something which we need to be concerned about to be Mechayah Prisha, because the Ikka Korbonos, which we need, Leikuva, the Korban HaTzibur, which is the power and the soil, he'll be able to bring, even if he becomes Tomei. So we're not worried about making a Prisha because of Eilu Shel Aaron. But then Machmanishka Prisha. The chayvas prisha that we do is for those korbanos which we're concerned about, which is the akiv tzibur, and then the din is hutra b'tzibur. In fact, there's a very interesting discussion based on the sugya later on, but it's a discussion which we see in our sugya. What's the din of porish al Aaron? The seirim are clearly korbanos tzibur. You make the vidui, the kachoema, on Hashem, ani chotosi v'chalam chomei Yisrael. The seirim are really the korbanos which bring the kapara for the whole of Kal Yisrael. The power of Aaron Behemoth is brought for himself and for Shevet Kohuna. And Yeresi v'chol b'nei Aaron. That's the Parish of Aaron. What the status does that have? Is that a Korban Tzibur? Because it's brought for the Shevet? Or is that a Korban Yochitz? Nishma Gans Klal Yisro. That is a big discussion amongst the Rishonim and Achonim our Gemara. But it's clear that for Porish El Aaron, the Gemara is giving us the heter of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, maybe not for Eilei shel Aaron. And the Emma says it's even Meduika the Sugi Menei Obey. Because the Gemara looked for a case of Purim. The first case in this brisa was Purim. And the Gemara looked for a case of Purim which is not included in the din of Hutra B'Tzibur. And the Gemara says it must be talking about Par Avodah Zarah, which is not Kavua's man. The Gemara could have said we're talking about Purish El Aaron. If Purish El Aaron were to be a Korban Yochid, which doesn't have the head of Hutra B'Tzibur. It's clear in the Gemara. Purish El Aaron Avad is Mutter. And it's Mutter for one of two reasons. This is a discussion that the Achrinim discuss and the Rishonim. One of two reasons. Either because Parish Al Aaron is considered Korban Tzibur, because it's brought B'Shutmus on behalf of Korban Aaron, that's enough to be considered Korban Tzibur, or because the Korban of Aaron is Ma'akiv, the Kapor of Kal Yisrael, you can't bring the Seirim without bringing the power. You need to have the Dama power, the Dama Soy, the Dam Kelezer, you pull them ones with each other, that one is Ma'akiv, you can't shecht one without the other. So because the korban of the Porish El Aaron is the ikuva for the soy that's brought for the kapar of Kal Yisrael, the main is got a din of a hutra b'tzibur. So if the Porish El Aaron is hutra either because it's a korban b'tzibur in its own right or because the tzibur requires it for their krova. Eilei shel Aaron is an individual korban which is considered both for himself and nothing to do with the tzibur. It does not have the heter of hutra b'tzibur. It's only the chuyah, and therefore if it's nitma, the mincha, you'd have to replace it.
The Eilei shel Aaron, if the Kohen Gadol became Tomim, he can bring, has to be brought by somebody else. Does that have to be brought by another Kohen Gadol?
Yeah, the Chayra, only a Kohen
Gadol.
You'd have to find a replacement. Yes. You'd have to find a different Kohen Gadol to bring. Eilei shel Aaron is only something which belongs to the Kohen Gadol. And if we were to... Yeah, that's the Pashtus. Yeah. I just want to refer you to a Rashi. There's a Rashi with which the Achrenim are very miskasha to understand. The Rashi says, Hutrihi b'tzibur, at the beginning of of the sugya. I think if you have a look in the retort, discusses as mafurish, it's got two slotted, but I think he says mafurish that you'll need to have another kohen. But the preacher, we're not concerned about that for Hilda's preacher. If we just look, refer back to the right now, whether we've seen this din of Elo Shel Aaron, which is mafurish in the Gemara that you can't bring a betzibur. We have to refer back to the Rashi of Hutri Betzibur at the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara says, Lise Meres, that Tum is Hutri Betzibur, and therefore we're not worried about Tumas Mace. So Rashi has it. This is Rashi and Vavam of base. Kidachsev, Ish Nitchev, Ein Tzibur Nitchev, Uviyoy Makipurim. Now Rashi comes to tell us what happens in Yom Kippur in the context of this Shail of Hutri Betzibur. So Rashi, Kulei Korban Tzibur. Va'af Korban Shaloi Doiches Atuma, Shaharei Zmanu Kavua, V'Karbonei Tolui Boi. And the Shaila is, what does he mean? Eloi Shel Aaron, Shtei Mefurish, this Gemara, that it's not Hutri Betzibur. It's a Mefurish Gemara later on. Fregelach, what's he talking about? Which Korban is he talking about? So most of the Achronim want to learn, I think I've listened to Riyah, but most of the Achronim want to learn that the Korban Shaloi is talking about the par, and when he says, it doesn't mean Korbanoi Tolibom, it means the Korban Tzibur Tolibom. That's the gist of which you find most of the Achronim in the Gemara. And what they're trying to say, what Rashi's saying over there is, that Be'etzem, the Avedus of Tzibur is Avad Tzibur, the Korbanos of the Seerim of the Tzibur is clearly the Tzibur, the Masofin. The Af Korban Shaloi doesn't mean the Ayil. It means the power that he brings is also has the head of Tzibur because the other korbanos are totally in the head of his korban. That's the easiest way of understanding the Rashi. It's a bit of a problem with the reading of the Rashi, but that's the passage of the Rashi is saying. Obakaponim, the Ayil states in our Gemara doesn't have that head of Tzibur. It's Hutri Betzibur. What we still need to ask ourselves is, what's this Hutri Betzibur? What's this Pshar over here? What's the compromise that we have of a korban yochid? Because it's Kavua's man, it has some heter, but it's not the true heter, it's not the pure heter. Hutri Betzibur, what's it does gonna? The Baal Zen in Tosis. Just let's finish off the third prat in this Gemara. So that's the Ayil. So if the par is a tzibur, which is not kavua zman, so it's no hutra, the Ayil is a korban yochid, although it is clearly kavua the zman of Yom Kippur, but it's also not hutra. And the third korban that we have over here is kavosim bekeves haboy ba'omer deikah shereim la'achila. This is the korban which the korban that's brought together with the korban omer b'yom anifchem lovers in the Rashi. Bekeves haboy ba'omer nechse v'asisa b'yom anifchem es ha'omer v'ahi minchas kavosim d'toni lav minchas nesochim komad the kolin hill al minchas ha'omer atzme ba'omer v'nikmes shereim la'achila. Very interesting pshat. The mincha of the keves refers to the korban. The mincha of the korban omer, which we referred to before, which has a kmitz and shirei lecholim, is considered the mincha of the kvosim, or because together with asisa v'yema nifchem as a korban, you bring the kvosim together with this the oil of the kvosim together with this korban. So mameila is considered ki'ilu that this is an accompaniment of the keves, although it's not the ready mincha solis. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the korban omer, which comes with the keves. That's like the mincha, although the men. The ikah is the oimer, the keves is boimer oimer, rather than oimer boimer keves. Over, as we take the Gemara, we can broad, loosely, we can understand that this korban oimer is connected to the keves because the keves is brought with the oimer as a mincha. And then the halacha is that if you have a tzchila, you have to be mahada toiro. Why? Because it's shiraim. If we manage to understand that this mincha makeves is talking about the korban oimer, where it's the shirei nicholim, that's the korban oimer that we referred to before, is Rav Nachman Shem Friyeg is up there, where is the chiyuv shiraim, the tzchila, you have to find a different. So we've got three dinim in this braisa. Din number one is a par shel tzibur, which is not kavua's man, where even if it's hutra b'tzibur, this case is not hutra, you have to go lachatchila and find, replace this korban mincha, if you can find a Torah. The second one is the Eloi Shel Aaron, which is a korban yochid, which is kavua's man, where the halach is also lachatchila, you have to find the mincha Torah, and but it's duchuya if you haven't got an alternative, even according to Rav Nachman, because of korban yochid. And the third one is korban omer because of shirei necholim. So there's three klolim where even according to Rav Nachman, where regularly it's hutra b'tzibur, where the din is not hutra but duchuya. A, a korban tzibur which is not kavua's man. B, a korban yochid which is kavua's man. And C, where's the shirei necholim. And what we need to try and understand is the two klolim A and B, the din of the power and the din of the ayil. The din of the power is a korban tzibur which is not kavua's man. So, Mamanavshach, if the pshat is that you don't learn it from Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach was stated, B'moyadai, Ish, Nidcha, V'ein, Tzibur, Nidcha, is only a Korban Tzibur, which is Kavua's man. So, Mecha, if there's any Dichri over here, how can you bring this Korban Mincha, the Mincha, as an accompaniment to this Paravid? Oh, it's not Kavua's man, there's no right of a Tzibur, bring in another type, bring in a different one. Vosef is Dichri, where does that din come from? They're schwer to understand. The same question we've got by Korban Yochid. If the Korban Yochid does not have the klal of Korban Yochid Huta Betzibur, even if it is Kabu Azman, it's not Huta Betzibur. So why is it Dhuya Betzibur? Where does that klal come from according to Rav Nachman? According to Rav Nachman, the heter of Tumah for Korban is Ainde Vashtet in the Apostle, that is Dhuya, that is Huta Betzibur. There are no two din of Luchuya Vashtet in the Apostle. So let's see the Torah, by say these two Tosfos, and as I say, Be'ez Hashem, the rest will have to leave. The emphasis is that the Hemshech HaSugya becomes very a whole new slant in the Sugya of the din of Ritzitzitz, and the second the Indian of another chelik of Tzibur that we have to tie into this. But let's divide and understand the first part. Power of Avodah Zarah Pirish, da Olahu. So this power of Avodah Zarah is an Olah, as we've explained, that's the Chiddush and Shlach Lecha, that the Korban Tzibur bring an Olah for the Kapor of the Avodah Zarah. But Tom Minachas Nesachim, every Olah that's brought needs to have Nesachim, or Olah Tzibur, Olah Tzibur, Olah Tzibur, the Aval Gav the Tzibur, who loves the Korban Tzibur, Mahadrino, we still need to find the Korban Toyer if we can. V'hod the Omar, Oymaloi Pekeach, Havit Pekeach, Shsoik, Umei V'esu V'tumah, Frank Toyer says, what's the heter to bring it V'tumah, Ivozoi? What's the heter B'chal to bring this V'tumah if it's not included in the heter of Hutra B'tzibur, because it's not Kavu Azman, the whole din was learned from Pesach, is only Kavu Azman. So Toyer says this is a whole new halacha. La Vishum the Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur, there is no din of D'chuyah B'tzibur. There's either Hutra, where it's Kavu Azman, and if this Korban Avodah Zarah doesn't have any Zman that it needs to be brought, doesn't have the Heter of Tumah B'chlam. The Haloi Dochi Shabbos, Kivin de Loikvi El Zman, the Tumah Namele Dochi, Kedom HaChom HaPiru Yitziyu Loi, Kol She'in Zman HaKavu, Ein HaDuch HaLoi Esa Shabbos V'Loi Esa Tumah. Thesis just puts together a klal, which the Gemara regularly does, that this din, which is Doicha, this halacha, that Korban Tzibur, which is Kavu Azman, is Doicha. There's two halachas which we learn in the same parasha from Korban Pesach. One is that it's Doicha as a Shabbos, but Moyadoi tells me that you can bring any Korban Tzibur, which is Kavu Azman, on Shabbos, and who are there, you can even bring a Betumah. And Taisa says, when it's not Kavu Azman, the whole thing doesn't apply. Avadi, you can't bring it on Shabbos, there's no reason to bring it on Shabbos. If it's Kavir, there's no particular date which is tied into, you can't bring it on Shabbos. And Adin Zotayz says, it's not Doicha Zotumah either. You have to find an alternative to bring another time. Kol she'eino zmanu kavua, eino deicha leis haShabbos v'leis haTumah. That's the Gemara klal in various places. If it's not kavua zman, it does not have the het of Tumah b'chlal. It is not included in the parasha which allows us to bring a Korban Tzibur b'Tumah. It's only if it's tied into a specific date. If it's a Korban Tzibur, so it's not usual to find a Korban Tzibur which is not kavua zman. But this par oilo d'Avodah Zarah, which is not kavua zman, doesn't have the het of Tumah b'chlal. So it's not true to say Korban, just to understand. This Hutra B'tzibur is not 100% clearly true Nusach. It's only Hutra B'tzibur when it's Kavu Azman. If there's a Korban Tzibur which is not tied into a date, I say, which is a rare Hechatinza, but this is one of them, there is no Parasha of Heter Tumah Mitzad, the Parasha of Korban Pesach, Hutra B'chlal. For Hamidivivir B'tumah, Hainim Bishum, and Tosis is telling us about a klal, which the Gemara goes on to discuss. A few lines on, it's a few lines on the Gemara, it may be a few weeks on for us. A whole new sugya vasadoi in the Gemara, in Psukim, and that is that there's such a thing as a ritzui tzitz being meratze, being mechaper for tumah. The posuk is a mafurish posuk in the Torah. The Torah says that the nosa aranas avoida kochim sheyutze lebailim, there's such a thing as the tzitz which Aaron, which we learnt about not so long ago, is something which is mechaper for avon kochim, for korbanos which are brought betumah, and we'll have to understand what is this new color ritzitzitz, when is it the din of hutra betzibur, when is it the din of ritzitzitz, when does it apply? We're not going to be able to see that just at the moment, but there is a different klal, just in brief, in one sentence, Rashi refers to it later on, without getting very involved, ritzitzitz only helps for something where the korban became tomei. If the dam became tomei, or the korban in the mincha became tomei, so tzitz is meratza. If the kohen became tomei, tzitz is not meratza for tumas kohen. It's not meratza for tumas aguf. That can only work if there's a heter of tumah hutra b'tzibur to feed these klalim. The ritzu tzitz doesn't work for tumas kohen, only for tumas korban. But on the other hand, the ritzu tzitz can work even if it's not kavu azman. It's nothing to do with the parash of korban pesach. It's nothing to do with tzibur yochid. It can even be for yochid also. The din of ritzu tzitz. So there's a new oifen in which a korban can have a ritzu b'tumah. Maybe only b'di'evet, maybe not l'chatchila, we'd have to work that out, where you've got ritzitzitz. And Taisa says, just to understand, this din of paravida zora, which is brought on behalf of the tzibah, is not kavu azman, does not have the heter of Korban Tzibur at any level, Nishutcha Nishtchuya Gonish. If it's not Kavu Azman, it is not included in anything to do with the din that we learn from Korban Pesach, Ish Nitche Ve'in Tzibur Nitche, that only refers to Korbanos which are B'moyadei, only certain Zmanim. There may be a different oifen of having the Ritzi for this Kohen, this Korban, which we'll have to learn about, as I say, in the Tzveita Chilik of the Sugi, but it's nothing to do with the din of Hutcha B'Tzibur. Okay, let's move on a little bit and see the next one. V'davka Tumas Korban Demeratza B'Tzitz, as Tosfos goes on immediately to explain. This day of Ritzitzitz only refers to a case where the Korban became Tomei. Aval Tumas Aguf the Koenim Lo Yitcha Legabayu Klal De Legami Choshev Korban Yochid. This is considered like a Korban Yochid totally, because it's not Kavu as man. It doesn't have any of the minors of Heter Tumah B'Tzibur B'Klal as far as the Tzimur is concerned. Not Hutcha, not Tchuyah. Ritzitzitz is such a thing as the Kor of the Tzitz of Nosa Aaron is Meratza for Korbanos which are brought for Tumah, where the Korban is Tomei, and this falls under that category. Next,
that enables you to bring your carbon
that is a big discussion, Reb Chaim. I'd say we have to have a bit of patience with that. That is Be'emes, the next, the Brisa a little bit further down, whether the tzitz, the Ritzit tzitz allows you even to go lachatchila and bring it, or only if you've brought it, then it's Meratza. Normally, the Poshul Pshat and the Poshul of Nosa Aaron Avona Tomei is only talking about once it's been done, that the tzitz is Meratza. Oh, but to allow you to do it lachatchila is not the pashtus of the way you understand the Ritzit tzitz. But, for example, in this case, we can immediately relate to Reb Chaim Shaila L'chala Pachas what we've seen so far. Here it's mashma that the Ritzit tzitz could even work lachatchila, because the state of this brisa over the makrev and it became Tomei, if I've got no alternative, lachatchila means if I've got no alternative, but at least it allows me to go ahead and bring it. State, if he's got no other mincha that he can bring, state that he should be a pekeach, so he can go and bring it. And Tosis says that's in the back of the Ritzitzitz, that's not the back of any Heter B'Tzibur. So from this, Tosis, it seems clearly that the Ritzitzitz can allow you to go and bring a Korban Lachatchila, a Korban which is Tomei Nitzvah, to go, not Lachatchila if you've got an alternative, Tos Nish. It's not Hutro that you don't have to bring an alternative. That's clear in this Braisa, you have to go and look for another Mincha. So if we're to apply the din of Ritzitzitz from what we've seen so far, even without learning the Braises which refer to Ritzitzitz beforeish, what we can see is that it allows you to go and bring it if you've got no choice, but Lachatchila, you have to go and show a choice. But it's not only talking about where you brought it, you can go and bring it if you've got no choice. That's Ritzitzitz. Korban Shem Nitzvah is not Ritzitzitz, but it's nothing to do with the Heter of Tzibah, it's nothing to do with the Parsha of Ish Nitzvah, it's nothing to do with the din of the Heter of Tzibah. So that's that halacha. We'll just have to remember this well for the next time when we get together. This is the other side of the coin. The first thing that we had over here is a Korban Tzibur, which is not Kavua's man, doesn't have any shaykhs with a het of Tumah Be'etzer. A din of Ritzitzitz, when the Korban is Tumah, you can go and bring it under circumstances, but nothing to do with the het of Tumah Be'etzer. So he says, on the other hand, when I've got a Korban Yochid, which is Kavua's man, as I say, it's not often that we find a Korban Yochid which is Kavu Azman. One is Eloi Shal Aaron, the Ayla Eloi, the Aaron brings in Yom Kippur is a Korban Yochid. It's brought for himself, it's not brought for the Tzibur at any kind of a level, any cheshbon. So what's the din now, Korban Yochid which is Kavu Azman? Does that also have the halacha that is Hutta B'Tzibur, or does that not have the halacha of Hutta B'Tzibur? So Teisa Azai, Hocha Vadai Choshev Korban Tzibur, Litchei Shabbos, Vilitchei Satuba. Afin Atuba de Gavri. So he says, this has the heter be'etzem of the parasha. Korban Yochid shekavua leizman is be'etzem bo betum. Be'etzem you should be allowed to bring it, and this parasha allows not just the Korban Tzibur, but even the Korban Yochid. And it can be brought on Shabbos, and it can be brought on Doicha Tumah. Mil, loy hutra bo'i Tumah elo duchuyohi. So Tei says, the Korban Yochid, very interesting kind of a cheshbon out of the Korban Yochid. It's because it's kavua zman. So it's included in the din of this posuk that it has a heter betumah, but doesn't have the same level of heter as the tzibur has. When we're talking about a korban tzibur, which is kavu azman, then it's hutra legamri. This is Rav Nachman's shita. It's hutra altogether. When we're talking about a korban tzibur, which is not kavu azman, there's no heter at all. It doesn't belong to the parasha. A korban yochid, which has a fixed time, could go in Eilu Shel Aaron, a rare kind of a echatimsa, maybe even the only, came out the only echatimsa of korban yochid, which is kavu azman. Then says Tosfos, it adopts a chelik of the het of this part. It's included in the din that you can bring it because it's kavua zman. It's muta betumah. It's muta b'shabbos. But it's only duchuya. It doesn't have the same level as het as hutra. And of other members, we need to understand why should that be? If it's included in the parasha, if kavua zman even allows a yochid, davzain hutra. on Anish, because it's only Tzibur, Ish, Nishkin Tzibur, so Mamonosha, what's the Chilik? And there's a lot of discussion if Toysis is at the Raisa Dikha Chilik, and the Rabbonah Dikha Chilik, so Ashan Yasari, there's a lot of discussion about Yisai, which we're not going to have time for now, but I just want to finish off this, the raid in Toysis Mufurish. So Toysis says, Umiyu loy hutra boy tuma ela duchuyahi, ki vidiyochi kom aisele, if Toysis vitevili, the Toysis doesn't understand. Where is there a mokim to make such a chilek? In our Gemara is Nizbara. Yochid, which is kavua as man, is doicha, but only the chuya. Lachatzel, you have to make another one. So, teis v'temeli, v'kulam ikroi nach, v'peisat chuylin, v'idabar moish es merda Hashem, hakos of kova moyed, echad the kulam, maishna the yeshmem, shehutra betumah, the yeshmem the chuya. Teis doesn't understand. How can we get two klolim from this parasha? What are the two klolim? The tzibur kavuaz man is hutra altogether. There's no need to look for another one. Ayochid, which is kavuaz man, daf melachatchila zuchel atzveta korban. How do we get these two klolim from exactly the same parasha? The yeshleima. Taisus does not. Yeah, Taisus before says the rabbanim about them the yeshleima. Demand the omar tuma hetahu bechulu beetzem hutra tuma midoraisa. The emes is taka that. The man, the Omar, that Tumah is Hutra from this parasha. The Hutra is even that is Korban Yochid as well, the old Hutra. But Midrabonon, Gozra, Huda, Korban Yochid, the Hadra, Toiru. Midrabonon, there's a din that the Chatchila, you should go and find a Tohir. You shouldn't allow yourself for to take the complete heter of Hutra, which is Be'etzim learned from this parasha, although. In the Psukim, in the Din Deraisa, there's no mokim to be mechalek between the Korban Tzibur and the Korban Yochid. So Be'emus, this klal of Tumah Hutra v'Tzibur in Deraisa is not richtig. Because as much as there's a heter for the Tzibur, there's a heter for Yochid. If it's Kavua's man for any one particular time, the heter incorporates both. If it's not Kavua's man, neither of them a heter. Nothing. If it is Kavua's man, Be'etzem the heter has both. Midrabanon Chazal Manish Gelost a Yochid to be able to rely on this Hotel Achatchila in Shagazar state, I think, because by for a Yochid is something which a person can maybe make a mistake about easily in the Din of Tumah of a Yochid rather than in the Tumah of a Tzibur. That's technical takonas which Chazal didn't want a Yochid to rely on this Din Achatchila, but Be'etzem mitzad the head of the Psukim, the Hutra of a Tzibur is the Rabbanon Dikedin, not only the Tzibur do we rely on the Hutra, but mitzad the Alfusis in the Psukim in Ishnok and Afkimin, that's what the way Tosis says it. And Midrabanon if it's duchuya, both of them are exactly the same day. Inside the tzibur, inside the yochid, lachatchila you have to go look for another one. In other words, what Tosis is understanding in our Gemara is that the din that the of hutra b'tzibur really includes also every korban kavuaz man. The klal of hutra b'tzibur doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean what the way we understand it kipshute. Any korban which is kavuaz man is hutra. That's how Rav Nachman understands the din. And Be'etzem, you should be able to bring it min ha-Torah, you should be able to bring it without any further consideration of Tumah, because in the Psukim there is no mokum to be mechalek. Chazal didn't want you to allow this heter for Korbanos Yochid, and for Chazal only allowed you to do a Duchuy only to the level of Duchuy if you haven't got an alternative. For the Tzibur, they allowed the din of Hutra to visa state, but Be'etzem, the din of Hutra is the din of Kavuaz Man, nothing to do with Tzibur as such. That on mitzad sheni, if the tzibur is not kavuaz man, is nishtok and heter bechlal. So midrabanon taki only remains hutra b'tzibur, but they say that the heter is nothing to do with the tzibur. But etzem, it's to do with the din of kavuaz man, which is the etzem taich in the din deraisa. Midrabanon not will chalak maybe to one or the other. But that's all we've got time for.
Why didn't you know from ish that it didn't apply to it?
Yeah, so the Taisa understands that he can put it in the process.